Terry Gilliam had seen John in the New York run of Cambridge Circus and used him in a photo shoot for Help magazine. Wearing his apparently impressive coat all the way to England, he looked John Cleese up, or he looked up John Cleese.
And we lost touch with each other completely for until I arrived in England in 67. So it was like 4 years later. And I was still, you know, working in magazines and contacted him, and he was doing the Frost Report then. That led to me getting him to give me some names of television producers in the hopes that I could get out of magazine work and cartooning and into television. And one of them was Humphrey Barclay, who was producing Do Not Adjust Your Set. And I, after 3 months of trying to nail Humphrey down, he finally made the mistake of picking up his own phone rather than his secretary picking it up. And he had to allow me to come and see him, and brought my portfolio of drawings, sketches, and then some written things. And he, being an amateur cartoonist, really liked my cartoons, and he bought a couple written sketches to impose upon the others in Do Not Adjust Your Set.
Michael Palin.
Humphrey Barclay said, yes, I'm going to bring along this man from America called Terry Gilliam, who does cartoons. It would be great to have cartoons in the show. I'm thinking just that. Well, where would they fit in, you know? Go, Americans, what are they, you know? What will they know about this kind of humour? And this general sort of feeling of mild doubt about the whole process sort of seemed to be increased when Gilliam was brought in. There he was. He sort of looked like a sort of showbiz character in a great long fur coat down to the ground, and a sort of glamorous blonde girlfriend, and gold, you know, this is all we need. It's not going to work. But that was, I don't know how long that lasted, maybe 10 minutes of resentment, and then we became bosom buddies, maybe, you know, 2 months. But, I mean, as soon as Terry sort of produced anything, we knew, you know, this man was exceptional. And that this was an enormous bonus for the show, and could he please do some more next week? So there's no problems there. But I think to start with, noses were put slightly out of joint by this added ingredient. Again, good for a sort of... Humphrey Barclay was an odd mixture of being ultra-conservative, but also quite... open-minded in who he got together, and quite a sort of pioneer, really, in his way.